Listen, I think we had a heck of an off season. I think our guys are battling, they're competing, they're working extremely hard. We've accomplished a lot in this off season. We've gotten a lot better as a football team, and I'm excited about. You know, we're gonna kick back a little bit, relax for a couple of weeks, and you know, I think we've got the type of guys on this football team that are gonna make sure that they come back to training camp and they're ready to go. So, you know, it was an exciting off season, and we got a lot of work ahead of us, but we're excited about it.
To get through these three practices, the last ones, at what seemed to be a pretty intense pace, and apparently healthy.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we got a few, you know, bumps and bruises type of deal, but nothing that I expect. You know, like I said before, Lucas Nix is the only guy that I anticipate would be kind of a training camp decision whether he's ready to go or not. But other than that, I expect to have everybody else back. I think today's practice, you know, I've been a part of a lot of these practices the last day of the off season where people kind of lose focus and they're not as sharp as they need to be. I think we had an outstanding practice today.
You've seen other teams have canceled their last minicamp, and other, you know, through the years that happens. Was that ever a possibility, or is there just too much work?
No, I think, you know, in every situation is different. You know, we took time out earlier in the off-season program. We did a little team activity during one of the OTA days, but I thought this was an important practice for us to be able to get in. And I thought we got a lot accomplished today. So I was proud of the way the guys came out and kept their focus today.
Based on your experience last year, do you tailor your message to them about what they should do or not do over this next month?
Well, yeah. I mean, because every year is a new year and every team's a different team. So you always try to tailor your message towards what your team is and what type of football team that you have. We got a lot of veteran players here. So, you know, I expect that those guys are going to do the things that they need to do to be ready for camp.
You talk about how great offseason it was for you guys. Is there a tangible, can you feel that when you're out on the field that this is just a better team even today?
I don't think there's any question you can feel that. You guys have been around here too. So, I mean, I think you've seen these practices around here for a while. I think we've had an outstanding offseason, and I think our team, from the day that we started the offseason program to where we're at now, we've improved tremendously. But we still got to go out there and do it when we get to training camp, and do it when we get to the regular season.
Saw some balls completed in the 11-on-11s, but also a lot of those balls were being contested. Is that a good thing in your mind?
It's a great thing. I mean, you know, when you come out here, you never want to see anything just totally one-sided. Because that's not the sign of a good football team. A good football team, you want to see guys go out and compete. You want to see the offense win some. You want to see the defense win some. And I think we saw that, you know, not only today, but throughout the offseason.
Do you expect Kevin Burnett to be at training camp?
I do, yeah.
For a job?
Yeah, I do. Absolutely, I do.
How excited are you to see Khalil Mack in pads?
I'm excited to see all these guys in pads. You know, there's a lot of guys on our team that I haven't seen go through a padded practice. So, and I think the guys are excited about it. You know, that's real football. When you put the pads on and you start really competing, and we'll find out a lot more about what we have when we start doing that.
You're expecting a lot of him, and when you draft him, you invoke the name Von Miller, who's one of the dominant players in the league. Can you put too much expectations on him, or is that not a concern?
You know, I'm not really concerned with that, and you know, I know we've thrown out some comparisons. I've thrown out some comparisons, but really, I'm focused on Khalil Mack being the best football player that he can be. I think he's an outstanding talent. I think he's got a huge upside, and if he continues to work the way that he has, I think he'll fulfill those, those goals and the expectations that we have of him.
Is the receiver position maybe the one spot you'd like to see more out of, or you'd like to see develop a little bit more, a little bit behind the others?
Well, you know, I think we have a lot of receivers that have a lot of talent, but we are fairly young at that position. So it is a position that you want to see improvement from, and I think these guys are out here working. I think they're going to get better, and I saw a lot of improvement, from day one to now. So if they'll continue to do that throughout training camp, we'll have a good, solid group of receivers.
Saw your tight end make a pretty nice play there. Where is he right now, and is he moving? moving into that area where he can almost be like a featured receiver?
I think he's got a chance to be a very good player for us. I'm not going to put him in that elite classification yet, but he's certainly a weapon that we can use, and as well as some other guys that we have. You know, Osbury's a guy that we didn't have all last year, and he's a guy that I think can be a real receiving threat for us.
JT mentioned yesterday Mac was on the board, and you guys were picking the artist. He's starting drawing things up, drawing plays, different ways he could use them. How much does your defense change when you get add a guy like that? How many different things are you
able
to
listen,
do?
You're looking for guys that have versatility and guys that can really affect the game. And he's got that ability. And so, our job as coaches is to figure out what our guys can do well and put them in those positions where they can go out and execute and make plays. And so, every year you look at who you have on your team and you try to design your schemes to put them in position to make plays.
No, you're not talking about depth charts, but it is like the Carr is taking most of the second team reps right now, quarterback?
Yeah, he's taking most of the second team reps. And like Ole said yesterday, I mean, we're trying to expedite his progression. And I've liked a lot of the things that I've seen out of Derek. And he's still got a long way to go, but, I like the direction that he's headed.
So he starts camp as the number two, basically.
Yeah, I would think that. I would think that we'd start that way, yeah.
You've signed Taiwan Jones in the offseason because he's, as you said, considered one of the best cover guys in the league in terms of covering kicks. Is he close to getting to the point where you could put him on the field as a cornerback?
Well, he's gotten better. I mean, I think when you watch him, I mean, he made a nice interception out here today. I mean, I've seen improvement. And again, the position's a little bit foreign to him because it's been a while since he's played the position. But I think the competition that we have really in all the rooms, but in the defensive back room, I think that's kind of brought the best out of him too.
I heard some good things about T.J. Carey at rookie camp. Has he carried that through these last few weeks? How's he done so far?
He absolutely has carried it through. I've been very impressed with him, his ability to understand what we're trying to do within the scheme of the defense. And what you look for in guys like that is you look for a guy that's going to make a play that kind of catches your attention. And really, just about every day, there's been something that he's done that you say, damn, that was a pretty good play. So I like where he's at in his development in the process here.
You talk about the improvements in the offseason, yet you have, Hayden missing more time. Is he behind on all this as you go into training camp?
Yeah. I don't think there's any way you can sugarcoat that. I mean, he's behind. Like I said the other day, though, it's nothing that he can't overcome. But he needs to be healthy and he needs to be out here and he needs to work. And we'll see where he's at when we go through training camp. And we're gonna go out and compete, and we're gonna find the best 11 guys that we can put out there on defense. And the guys that perform the best in training camp and in the preseason games, those are the guys that are going to get to play.
Austin Howard, who wasn't practicing today.
He's got a finger. We sent him over to get an X-ray on his finger. Again, it's nothing that's going to be a big deal for him, but more of a precautionary measure than anything else.
When he's out like that and you have to shuffle some things around on the offensive line, is that in some ways like almost an opportunity for you to get a preview of what you can do?
Well, listen, it's a next man up philosophy in all the National Football League, and anytime there's injuries, you don't like that, but it creates an opportunity for somebody else. So, with him being out today, we moved Gabe into the left side, Khalif over to the right. I mean, it's something that you have to do when you go through the season. You've got to do a little bit of mixing and matching. Obviously, we want to keep the same five guys in there, keep that continuity. But it allowed for some extra work for Gabe, so that was good for him.
Going on vacation?
I'm going to spend a couple of weeks down in Florida. So it'll be a good time, just me and the family. We'll hang out a little bit and then get back here and get ready to go.
You said from the start, Dennis, that there's really no wiggle room for the rookies as far as negotiating for bigger contracts or whatever. But you got all your guys signed, basically 99% attendance at this. What does that say about what the statement is going forward?
I like the direction we're headed as a football team. I think we got a group of guys that are committed to winning. I think they're committed to this organization, and I think we got a lot of guys that have a lot to prove. And that's an exciting thing for a football coach. It's an exciting thing for these football players. So I like our direction. I like our commitment. And we just got to keep working.